Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and Doug McBurney's here.
I'm here.
Hi, Doug. Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? It's the day before Thanksgiving. It sure is great to be on the radio.
Yeah, it's almost like a Friday.
Yeah, it feels like a Friday.
So you're here. Doug's our Friday co-host.
Yeah, but we're working tomorrow, I heard that we're working tomorrow.
We are? We got a show.
No. I mean the home visit. I heard the show yesterday. Jason Troyer was great. He's really getting better on the air.
He's good, right?
Developing quite the personality.
And, yeah, the holiday abortionist home visit. And then we're doing a Thanksgiving show tomorrow.
Great.
For Bob and Your Live. But, yeah, tell me about the holiday abortionist home visit. Let me decide if I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, now, apparently, we will be meeting at the Winchell's Donuts.
Yeah.
At Evans and Monaco at 9 a.m. And then we'll be driving 5 minutes up the street to Edward O'Loughlin's home.
He's an abortionist from Planned Parenthood.
Who kills several dozen children a week. How many kids a week does he kill?
Yeah, I'd say that's dozens of kids every week for years. So he's killed thousands of kids.
So that'll be going off. We go into the neighborhood.
He's got a fancy house.
It's a pretty nice house.
I mean, you make a lot of money when you kill kids because you get paid. It's like a hitman. You get paid for everyone you kill.
Right.
And it's Planned Parenthood, they don't even take checks.
No, they don't.
Cash. Or they'll take credit cards.
They will take credit cards.
Yeah, but cash, most people pay cash. They don't even want. It's embarrassing that you killed your own child. And so we're going to. Okay, so I'm going to go to this thing.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, we're going to go into
the morning.
Yeah, we go into the neighborhood and we let all the neighbors know. And we just raise a general ruckus about the fact that children are being killed. And we're not going to let it happen in total silence.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is discourage future doctors who may be considering abortion practice. We want them to know that their life is going to be miserable.
So don't become an abortionist if you're a med student.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Don't become an abortionist unless you want people like, the members of Denver Bible Church to come to your home Christmas morning when everybody should be sharing presents.
Right.
You've got the neighborhood domestic anti-abortionist right out front your home Christmas morning.
And Thanksgiving morning.
Now, this will be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But eight holidays a year we go. There are pro-lifers around the country that visit their local abortionist. So this is our holiday abortionist home visit. Been doing it about 12 years.
9 a.m. tomorrow, the Winchell's Donuts. Write it down, the Winchell's Donuts at Evans and Monaco. By the way, the number to call if you want to participate in the program is 800-836-9278. That's 1-800-8-ENYART. You can call and voice your opinion.
Yeah,
speak your mind.
If anybody comes out, we'll have a sign for you to carry.
Sure, we got signs.
And not only that, So it's just easy. You go to the Winchell's Donuts, you order a cup of coffee, you sit in fellowship while a few people gather, and then we walk around a neighborhood for an hour, and we have a great time. We talk about the Bible, fellowship, talk about politics.
Right. Basically working on solving all the world's problems.
Yeah. So come on out, Winchell's Donuts. We should bill them for advertising. Winchell's Donuts.
They do pretty well when we're there.
9 a.m. Thanksgiving morning, tomorrow morning.
Yep.
At Monaco and Evans, southeast part of Metro Denver
area.
That's
right. And a good time will be had by all except for the abortionist and his family and, their neighbors in general.
Yes.
But it's a pretty good time.
And the Hendersons.
Yeah. So, Bob, there's a few things I want to get to in the Hendersons? You're just naming them by name.
No, neighbors? No, I'm going off of Beatles song lyrics.
Oh, well, you're dating yourself and me because I don't remember that.
Oh, no?
No.
A good time was had by all. The Hendersons are there. You don't remember from the Sgt. Pepper album?
I hadn't been born yet.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
All right, but I want to get to, there's a story out of Dallas that we're going to have to get to. I saw it on CNN last night. It's just amazing. Horrible.
Nightmare killing.
While I was out of the country, though, I was outside the United States.
Yeah.
I was keeping the Arafat death watch.
Yes.
For day after day after day.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had an opportunity to talk with you about the death of Arafat.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's still dead.
He's dead.
That's fantastic.
And he just sent a message.
Yeah.
He's asking for people to send water and virgins.
All lines are busy at this time. For updated information on Bob's national tour and ShadowGov demonstrations, press 1. For Bob's mailing address, press 2. And if you're an atheist, an anarchist, an evolutionist, a humanist, a communist, a socialist, a garden variety sodomite, or a Democrat, press 3. If you're ordering by credit card, please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned.
Yeah, you must be them NYARC people. Well, I'm not like any of those things that I just heard in that list of things he just said. I'm not an evolutionist or nothing like that. But I would just want to know if you're the guy I seen on Politically Incorrect. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I think you guys rock. You guys are really cool, and you need to keep up the good work. So this is George from Jersey. Out.
Hi, I'm a garden variety sodomite and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyart, so if you could give me a buzz. My name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out because I'm sick of being a bag. So thanks a bunch, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hey, Mr. Inyart, I have actually viewed your website. And then I saw you on Politically Incorrect 3 times. And, well, all I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you. Better than you or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyart. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't gonna help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some Strawberry Crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against too, right? Yeah! Let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice, too. Guess what, Bob Inyart? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyart, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow. Check it out, though. So, I'm a garden variety sodomite. Bob Inyart. Check my Bob.
Okay. I hadn't heard those in a while.
That's too much, huh?
Now, you know, we had some voice analysis done over the past few months,
mm-hmm.
and the third clip apparently was actually Michael Moore. Oh. The cancer, and then the fourth clip, the Hippocrat,
yeah.
that was Michael Moore's mom calling from upstairs.
Okay.
And then the fifth clip with the vodka, that was his sister.
Oh, my.
Now, this is, you know, like the CBS forged documents, we're not sure yet. But the analysis is ongoing.
Okay, very right. good. Hey, Doug, we got back from Little Rock, Arkansas, protesting Clinton for what the Wall Street Journal said, that he, in fact, raped a campaign supporter.
Right.
Juanita Broderick.
Yeah.
And come back and look at a Rocky Mountain News for Saturday. We just get back. And I just ripped out this quarter page here.
Okay.
It's just a briefing.
Right. Okay.
Right? The briefing. Says briefing.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah,
and there's
the
six set. Quick headlines, and this seems to be this is a briefing for the state of Colorado. And was that one of the blue states or one of the red states?
I believe it was red.
It was a red state,
which is associated with the incumbent George W. Bush. Right.
All right. Well, and I won't blame Bush for any of these things, but my point is here's a briefing of what's going on in one of the red states
okay.
on a Saturday morning
after the election.
Okay. Body found near Coors Field parking lot. So a guy with his face deeply bruised, dead guy. They don't know yet why he's there, but he's in the parking lot behind some bushes. His body was hidden.
Oh, boy.
Okay, then we got a woman burned in a suspicious fire at Cheeseman Park.
Oi, the park right off the Queen Supers there.
I forgot. That's right, Queen Supers. That's the homosexual park.
Yeah, Cheeseman Park is
where the homosexuals sunbathe naked, right. and it's their right.
And a woman caught on fire there?
Burns on most of her body, and the police, Lieutenant Philip Champagne, said, well, fire department spokesman, actually, said it appears suspicious.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
It appears.
Yeah.
And then we have a bank robber gets 15 years Well, he's robbed at least 5 banks in Colorado since he was released from prison.
Get out.
In May of last year.
Get out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Is it,
I mean, we do that all the time. We have this catch and release program.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where people just, they go to prison and they get worse.
Yeah.
Then we have a would-be high school bomber pleads guilty. I'll have to tell you the penalty he got. He's a 15-year-old from Cherry Creek School District.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best school district in Colorado.
Oh, Cherry Creek. That's why people move there and pay $1.5 million for those homes, is because of the school district.
Yeah, everybody, every school, they say this is the best school, right, you know, in our district or in our state.
Sure.
It's always the best.
Yeah.
Right.
And Cherry Creek consistently scores high on the whatever type of evaluations they have.
Yeah. I wonder if they evaluate, like, the students, let's say the female students, on what percentage of them have had abortions, have been pregnant, have, you know, that. I wonder if they rate them that way.
I wonder if there's a way to get that type of survey into the school.
Mm.
I doubt it.
Planned Parenthood has the stats, but they won't release them.
Really?
Yeah. You know, a lot of high schools, public high schools, they don't have nurses anymore. They have Planned Parenthood on site.
Oh, yeah.
That, instead of having the school nurse.
Instead of the school nurse, right.
Which was always weird anyway.
Unbelievable.
Okay,
now,
so.
Now, wait a minute. This Cherry Creek student plotting a bombing, was he a member of Al-Qaeda?
No, but he was going to use a toolbox filled with gasoline and fertilizer and shrapnel as a bomb at Cherokee Trail High School.
Cherokee Trail.
Cherokee.
Okay.
Right? And so here's his penalty. He's punished with, he's pled guilty, a plea bargain, to a charge of interfering with an educational facility.
Hmm.
It's sort of, it's equal to obstructed windshield.
Yeah, broken taillight.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's, he's really scared straight there.
Okay, now let's just apologize to Cherry Creek High School, where we're sure none of the above goes on. Abortion, no drugs, alleged bombing.
This is just what's going on a typical briefing.
Typical day.
Saturday morning briefing at a red state. Then we have a hit and run kills a student up at UNC, University of Northern Colorado.
Right.
That's tragic. Mm. And Justin Miner, 25 years old of Boulder County, was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving, vehicular homicide, and fleeing the scene of an accident involving death.
Wow.
All right. So, and then the last one, sort of.
There's more?
Yeah, the last one.
It's morning in America.
Yeah. 17-year-old faces trial in car surfing death.
Car surfing.
You know, car surfing? You've heard of that?
Does that involve putting your car in the water?
No. You stand on a car, on the hood of a car,
yeah,
and while the driver drives around town.
That's insane.
Yeah. 17-year-old girl is standing trial for vehicular homicide in the death of a friend who had been car surfing. Her name is Karen Buckley, and she killed, through her gross negligence, a friend, Shailene Manning. And this Karen Buckley, the driver, apparently, according to witnesses, she saw Manning lying unconscious after she fell off the hood of her car and bleeding in the street, and she yelled out for some witnesses there.
Yeah.
To call for help before driving away.
She drove away?
Yeah. So anyway, so those are the last two. So that's the briefing. That's what we have greeting us when we get back to Colorado.
That's Morning in America here in Colorado.
Yes.
Well, let's go. Can we take a call?
Yeah.
Let's go to Texas.
1-800-836-9278. 1-800-8-NYART.
Tom in Maybank, Texas. Speak your mind.
Hello, Tom. You're on with Bob Enyart and Doug McBurney.
Well, we might have lost him.
Hey, Bob, this is Tom in Maybank, Texas.
And, yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that you and Solomon, once again, are right.
What happened?
That if people are quickly executed, men are less likely to commit capital crimes.
Oh.
Now, where did you, was that out of the Bible?
The most.
Yeah.
Within the last couple of days, there was a woman in Plano, Texas, which is in our suburb of Dallas.
Yeah.
She cut off the arms of her 10-month-old daughter.
I can't even take it. It's almost like these stories are just made up. They're so sick. So, Tom, this mother literally dismembered her own child. The 10-month-old little baby had her arms cut off?
Yep. And she told her husband the night before that she wanted to send her daughter to be with God. That's a quote
so
from
sick.
The paper.
Hey, Tom.
And What's interesting is about 4 years ago, I don't know if you remember Andrea Yates.
Yeah.
She drowned five of her children.
Right, right. And we called for her to be executed and drowned the same way
she got off. I mean, she's in jail, but she didn't get the death penalty.
No, of course not.
And so last year, a woman in East Texas stoned three of her children to death.
Mm.
And she was let off with a mental illness. And now the last day or two, this woman here in Plano, Texas, cut off the arms of her daughter.
Ugh. And the daughter died, right?
Oh, yes.
Did you see the Dallas Morning News headline on the story? Here's the headline. Child killings are rare. Postpartum depression isn't.
Yeah, that's the one I got in front of me.
Well, Tom, here's what they're doing. They're justifying the murder as it's just a symptom of an ailment that obviously is not the fault of the person who has the postpartum depression. Instead, what they need to do is swiftly and painfully execute anyone who kills a child, and it's amazing how we'll be able to cure the symptom will not occur any longer in America.
Well, I think if when Andrea Yates drowned her five children,
yeah,
if they had had a quick trial and the next morning the judge ordered her to be taken out to the lake and in a public execution held underwater,
yeah,
until she was dead, I guarantee you that these follow-up postpartum murders would not have occurred.
Amen.
Right. There was a daytime talk show. I forget which one of the moronic daytime talk shows some years back. It was after the Andrea Yates deal, I believe. And they had a woman on the show who had killed her child. And the first thing, whether it was Oprah or Sally or whatever immoral host it was, the first thing that was said was, "Now, we are not to judge."
Of course.
And the whole audience applauded.
Oh, that's just makes
you wonder. I believe it because on the local TV here, I saw they're interviewing a couple women that live in the neighborhood. And the women are in tears saying, "I just can't imagine what this woman was going through to do something like this," and showing sympathy for the mother.
Instead of, "I can't imagine what the baby went through." The baby died, right, of blood loss?
Oh, yes. It was probably a very painful death.
Right, of course. What a despicable thing. And, you know, God says that if you don't swiftly execute murderers, that you're going to have a crime epidemic. And that's a paraphrase, Solomon in Ecclesiastes.
And I find it interesting that within a four-year period, since Andrea Yates got away with it, we've had four more children dead.
You're talking about in Texas?
In this area.
Oh, in your area. Well, it's an epidemic around the country. You know, what was the girl who just killed her baby at a bowling alley in the ladies' room and went back out and continued bowling?
I think I remember hearing that on TV.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Tom. I want to thank you so much for your call.
Tom always calls in with good, insightful stuff.
Yeah.
He's a great resource.
Yeah, just
there.
Devastating. And, you know, how in the world could somebody from Texas listen to this show? This airs on Colorado Radio. KLTT.
I've picked up this show in Texas.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We do get
certain
into
times of the year, you
just
know.
Just barely.
Yeah.
We get into seven surrounding states. But really, Tom listens on the web.
Yeah, Tom listens at KGOV.com.
Yeah, and when we were in Little Rock last week, KGOV got an increase in visits. Now, the main traffic was going to ShadowGov.com.
Right, you had the...
But we also pointed people from ShadowGov to KGOV. And KGOV got an increase in visits, 35% to 40% per day, more visits.
Great. Well, hopefully some of those people downloaded God and the Death Penalty. Because this is, you know, the story that Tom talks about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bob, at some point, I mean, at what point are we supposed to keep tolerating this? And what can we possibly do? It's just incredible.
Well, we agitate and educate, and we're activists, and we tell people, like, we want people to distribute flyers out in California right, in Modesto and Redwood City calling for Scott Peterson to be executed. And we have in our flyer, it has the New Testament support for capital punishment.
Great. Well, I guess what we can do is in our sphere of influence, mm-hmm. our church, our family, our friends, I guess we can work to prevent the types of godless attitudes that lead to child killing and
yeah.
sexual immorality. But as far as the greater culture,
yeah.
as far as saving America.
That's rough.
I mean, I'll work on my own family and I'll work within my church, but yeah. I just don't know about saving America anymore. It's getting, I'm a little disillusioned, disheartened, I suppose, about the culture overall. Now, at my house, things are going great. And at our church, things yeah. are fantastic. We're going to have a big Thanksgiving get-together tomorrow. Dozens and dozens of people who hate child killing, who think murderers should be put to death, who love Jesus Christ. So we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, that will be fun. And, you know, we fight this battle, and the neat thing is that when we win people over, the opposition, they lose those people for eternity.
There you go.
Because when we win people over, it's their hearts and their souls, and they become believers in Jesus Christ. So we fight the battle, and, you know, many Christians are trained, discipled to live the Christian life, but political activism is sort of secondary. And if you go through the Bible, the prophets, Jesus Christ, they didn't shirk from the news of the day, what was happening, the injustice that was going on. That was a key part of their message.
Yeah. You know what I wonder, Bob, and I'm just thinking aloud here to get your advice, but the more disgusting things get, like the basketball riot, like this woman murdering her child, the more these stories, the more horrifying and shocking these stories are, doesn't that give us even maybe a better entree to address the questions of morality
as
they're in the Bible?
Yeah, people say, you know, I'm a Christian and I want to witness to people, but I can never find an open door.
Yeah.
I need an open door. All I do, you know, if you're sitting on a plane or you're at lunch or something, you just got a newspaper, what headline is not an open door?
Yeah.
You turn to somebody and say, well, look at this story right here. This is in the same paper with the briefings.
Yeah.
This is 86-year-old man guilty of attempting sex tourism. He was headed to the Philippines.
I heard about that story.
They got him on the plane on the way, and in the suitcases he had 100 pounds of chocolate, and he had bragged to people how he goes to the Philippines and has sex with young girls with their parents' permission.
That guy will never find a lawyer to defend him, never in a million years.
Yeah, right.
No, have you
the
heard?
The lawyers will line up.
Well, they're already
like the bottom feeders they're already that lawyers
saying
are.
That, well, the way they caught the guy, they basically monitored the purchase of some website activity.
Yeah, he was found with child pornography.
Right, but before the fact.
Yeah.
They knew why he was going because he arranged the trip on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ACLU is saying that is investigating before they knew a crime was going to be committed.
The ACLU stands for All Criminals Love Us.
The Anti-Christian Litigation Unit.
And the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld.
Oh, I like that one.
That's the best one, I think.
Man.
Antichrist Legions of the Underworld, ACLU. You know, we got a video where I debated the head of the Colorado ACLU.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it called? Christians 3, Atheists 0?
Atheist 0.
Something like that.
Bob Slaughter's an ACLU pig or
that,
something.
That, oh.
No, well.
Well, that was some video.
Yeah, I mean.
If anybody wants to see that on DVD or VHS.
Yeah, it was as close as you can get to a slaughter in a debate. You embarrass
fun.
The guy. Bob versus the ACLU, I think it's only like $50 you can order.
No, $19.95.
$19.95?
Yeah.
That's a great price. So
plus
folks,
$50 shipping and handling.
Call in
no,
and order.
No, just $19.95.
Call in and order two, one for yourself, one
nominal
to give away.
Nominal shipping
so
and
Bob,
handling.
So, Bob, I gave you're still carrying the Privileged Planet.
Oh, what a great video.
Phenomenal video. Huh. Well, this very analytical doctor asked me, we were discussing radiation. He said, Doug, why is the Earth why is the Earth not destroyed by gamma radiation? I said, you know, I don't know. So I did a bunch of research.
Yeah.
And in the middle of my research, I watched The Privileged Planet, and praise the Lord, the answer's right in the middle of that video.
What a video that
is. So I give it to the doctor. He said, and come back a week later, I says, Doc, did you watch the video? He said, I did. I said, does that answer your question about gamma radiation? He said, yes, it does. I said, well, what did you think of the video? He said, well, I liked it up until it got overtly spiritual. Then I had to turn it off.
Ah.
So anyway, I was thinking about going into business with this doctor.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of red flags saying don't. But the fact that he's not a Christian is the only thing that's mitigating in his favor for me to even continue talking with this guy.
You're so funny.
I mean, this guy.
That was just like a backhanded way of saying a lot of Christians are bad businessmen.
Right, right.
And will rip people off. And,
yeah.
You know, Christians will call up a business and say, I'm a Christian. Could I get a discount?
Yeah, right.
And I don't get that. You call a plumber and you say, I saw your ad. I'm a Christian. Could I get a discount? If I was a Christian plumber, I'd say there's a 13% surcharge for Christians to pay for those who don't pay their bills.
And you could just say, hey, you've already got eternal life. What do you want, for crying out loud?
Yeah. You know, I had a friend who worked. He repaired cars across from the – what's that place? The Silly Church? What's it called?
Well, there's so many.
The Giddy Church?
The Happy Church.
The Happy Church.
Happy Church.
That's right.
Was that the real name?
I don't know.
The official name?
I never went there.
I think that's a backhanded.
It wasn't the Giddy Church?
No, I don't.
It's the Happy Church.
I don't think anyone could actually call their church the Happy Church.
Well, that's what I've heard it as.
Well, me too.
I don't know why anybody would do that. But anyway, I got a friend who worked at the Texaco station across the street. It was full service.
Yeah.
And they repaired cars there and for years. And he said that he'd say it on the air if we ask him to. He'll tell the story.
Yeah.
But he said, his name is Chris, and he said it's unbelievable how many people would just barely drive in or push their car into our lot and say, I'm a Christian, and God told me that I can get my car fixed here. I don't have any money.
Oh, great.
And Chris would tell
them. Now, what do you do? I mean, that's putting Chris, poor Chris, in a pretty uncomfortable situation.
No. Chris just sent him. Chris, well, I won't say exactly.
Chris just said, I got a vision that you need to go to the Exxon station.
Yeah. Chris said, it's a funny thing. All the people who go to the Baptist church down the street, they can all afford to get their cars fixed.
Uh-oh.
So what's the difference between the Baptist church and this church here where so many of the people can't afford to fix their cars?
What's the deal?
Well, the one church is prosperous, and the other church attracts people who are broke.
Ah.
Why is that? I don't get it. And I'm not a Baptist.
No, but I like
doing... And I'm not doing an ad here for the Baptist, but...
I like doing business with Baptists.
They got more money than the people who say, come to our church and you'll get a lot of money.
Get a healing and get financially blessed.
They're also healthier.
Right.
And I like the Baptist. I remember when Coors started advertising in the homosexual newspaper in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
And we called on the Southern Baptists to begin a boycott, of course. Remember that? National? We're on in 80 cities.
Now, see, those of you who are not steeped in Christianity won't get that joke. But if you don't get that joke, you need to come to Denver Bible Church.
What joke?
You need to come to Denver Bible Church this Sunday morning. Now, what's the number they can call to get directions? Well, they could go on the web.
Go on the web at denverbiblechurch.org.
.org, denverbiblechurch.org.
Yeah. Or .com or .net.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Okay.
And, and come visit Denver Bible Church, 9:30 Sunday school. And that's interactive fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Sunday school couldn't be more fun.
Oh, it was great last week.
It could not be more fun.
It was great last week because a lot of times we get to examine the issues of the day from a biblical perspective.
And then church at 11.
Church at 11.
And Sunday night Bible study at 6 o'clock.
The book of Acts.
Book of Acts. We're at the beginning of the book of Acts. It's really a fun study. Oh, and then let me tell people about Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. Over 20, it's a beautiful 20-acre campus, over 100 staff members, Christ-centered, top academics, all for your kids. So call Maranatha Christian Center, 303-431-5653. That's 431-5653. Doug, thank you so much for coming on.
It's a blessing. Thank you.
You're welcome. And check out our website and all our Bible study materials and videos at kgov.com or call us at 800-8-NYARD.